We now head back down to the Vancouver area, the Greater St. Helens League, and Paul Valencia, Prairie and Columbia River. The boys get what? The boys game last night, the girls game tonight. Is that right, Paul?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll start with the boys because there's usually more drama in that one, but actually there wasn't this time. Prairie boys on Thursday night beat Columbia River 72-40. This was a game, you know, Prairie is now tied with Columbia River for first place. When the two teams met the first time, Columbia River won on a buzzer beater. But last night, Prairie just made everything. They were like 11 for 18 from three-point range. Michael Stockbridge was 7 for 8 from three-point range, scored 28 points. And the only one he missed was in and out. You know, he was doing the old, everyone was counting how many he was making because it was just incredible. He scored 14 points in a row on his own at one stretch in the second quarter as Prairie took control for good. Columbia River is a good basketball team. Even if Prairie is better than them, they're not usually 32 points better than them.
Right.
But last night was just one of those perfect games. Even the coach was happy. Kyle Brooks was like, "Wow, I never imagined we could play that good." So I mean, you know, when a coach actually says he's happy with the performance, it must be true.
Absolutely. And then tonight, Prairie and Columbia River, the two teams at least at the top of the girls' Greater St. Helens 3A at this point.
Right, but I went into this knowing what was going to happen, and sure enough, the Prairie girls won. In fact, the story is really how does a team get motivated, you know, every day in practice when you know you're going to win the league title just by showing up? I mean, they're now 4-0 in this really tiny league. They only play six league games. They won tonight 55-35. They've now won their four league games by 20, 30, 65, and 20.
Oof.
And so really the story is just how they get prepared and how they go hard in practice, because the coach said they can't do what they want to do in these games because you look mean if you do in-your-face defense for 32 minutes when you're up by 40. Tonight, it's the first time I've ever seen this, one, because I don't normally go to Prairie girls when we know they're going to win big time, but they were down 13-11 at the start of the early in the second quarter. It was 40-13, Prairie, 32-0 run.
Oh my goodness!
And it was just all defense and starting the shot. And here's the thing: they didn't shoot well tonight. This is a team. If they do make it to the Tacoma Dome, and your listeners get to see them, they shot over 43 pointers in a Tacoma Dome game last year. They shot 38 three pointers tonight. So I mean, but they're not the Golden State Warriors. They don't make them all. I tell you
right.
So it's defense and just start shooting the threes and. Hopefully, if one or two players are on, then they can outscore you and play some great defense. That's their game. And tonight they didn't even shoot that well. But again, they kind of knew going in that they were going to win it.
Wow! So a one team league down there right now with Prairie, and that's kind of the way it's been for a long, long time in that 3A Greater St. Helens League. But still only 10th in the state, so not getting a ton of respect, as much respect probably as that program deserves.
Right, and in fact, one of the computer guys, said, "Oh, they're a top five team. You humans got it wrong." He tweeted me that today, and I was like, "Well, we'll see what happens." But because once you get to that round of 16, I assume they're going to get to the round of 16. But once you get there, if you have one of your 5-for-40 shooting nights from 3-point range,
absolutely,
you're going to lose, and
yeah.
So that's what they have to fight against. They have to get to 15 threes if they're going to shoot 40 of them. So, Sherita Doherty, she's been injured most of the year. She's our reigning player of the year from Clark County. She had 15 points and 6 assists tonight, and she's looking pretty good, but she's been fighting some injuries.
Any other scores down there tonight?
I didn't get back to the office. I can tell you that the Union boys have clinched the 4A GSHL League title. I mean, I think they're 11-0 with one to go. And then the Skyview girls and Camas girls play on Tuesday, and they're separated by one game in the standings.
Nice. Very good. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You bet. Paul Valencia joining us down there in Greater St. Helens League action.